This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. If you think that I'm going to talk about Valentine's Day, think again. It suffices for us to say, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من تشبه بقوم فهو منهم. Whoever imitates a people is of those people. And I think we have more important and pressing issues to speak about, also in our isti'adad, in our preparation for the month of Ramadan, than a day that truly has nothing to do with our deen, with our culture, with anything that has to do with being a true Muslim for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those who have been duped into practicing such a festival, because that's what it was a festival, the 8th century Galatian sacramentary record the celebration of the feast of Saint Valentine on February the 14th. The day became associated with romantic love, not even halal, nikah love, romantic love in the 14th and 15th centuries when notions of courtly love flourished. So we are not going to be speaking about Valentine's Day at all. Instead, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide those who are duped into practicing Valentine's Day, that instead, if they want to look for true love and affection from a lawful husband to a lawful wife, just read the seerah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what is our topic for today? In actual fact, our topic for today is an extension of our topic from last night. Alhamdulillah, the 15th night of Sha'ban has passed. And inshallah, we all made peace. For those who perhaps had a tiff or a feud or some enmity between themselves and a relative or another Muslim, alhamdulillah, last night they made peace and we all received the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Purifying our hearts in preparation to fortify those hearts. Because that's what Ramadan is about. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. In order that you might تَتَّقُونَ, that you might renew that wiqaya, that shield of taqwa that we are all supposed to wear on our hearts. That shield that we place between ourselves and all types of behavior that would bring upon us the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we're going to continue, inshallah ta'ala, until the month of Ramadan in keeping those hearts clean, especially for one another, and avoiding those actions and those attributes, those characteristics that caused the enmity in the first place. Prevention is better than cure. Alhamdulillah, our hearts are cured now. Our hearts are cured now from the enmity, from the dissension, from the disunity. But now we need to take precaution that our hearts do not become ill again. So today I want to look at those, or one particular characteristic that is perhaps one of the greatest causes to enmity and disunity in our community. And that is the attribute or the characteristic of hasad, of envy. Let us first look to the Holy Quran, on which we shall build our khutbah for today, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. This is Surah An-Nisa, verse number 32. Surah An-Nisa, verse number 32. ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله بكم. Afwan. ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبن واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. سورة النساء, verse number 32. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not desire those things with which Allah has favored some of you over others. Do not desire those things with which Allah has favored some of you over others. Men will be rewarded according to their deeds, and women equally, in inverted commas, will be rewarded according to theirs. So between men and women, and this is the example that Allah is using, because today we live in a society where men are envying women, some wanting to be like women and some claiming to be women, wal'iyadu billah, and women wanting to be like men, and even taking medication and going for operations to make them like men, wal'iyadu billah. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from that. And at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. Ask Allah for His favor. Meaning, ask only of Allah that which is good for us. That immediately in itself will prevent us from desiring things, favors, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted over us. Women have been favored in the sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them the childbearers. Paradise lies under their feet. Allahu Akbar. What a great favor is that. The good companionship of a child belongs to who? The companion asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has more right over my good companionship? He said, ummuk, your mother. He said, thumma man, then who? Ummuk, your mother. Thumma man, then who? Ummuk, your mother. Thumma man, then who? Abuk, your father. That's a favor. That's a favor. And for that favor, and the favor of childbearing, which none of us would be able to even imagine, let alone bear, we say, mashallah, tabarakallah, zadakallah, la quwwata illa billah. This is the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to our sisters, and with which He has elevated them. And for us men, Allah, He's granted us the position of what? Of leadership, of being the maintainers, the designated breadwinners. In fact, we are also the managers of our families and the correctors. Firstly, ourselves, we are We correct ourselves, and we have to continuously, after correcting ourselves and setting that practical example, we have to correct our families. That's our duty. It's a responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولهن مثل الذي عليهن بالمعروف وللرجال عليهن درجة. That for the women are the same rights of goodness that they have over their husbands as their husbands have over them. وللرجال عليهن درجة. But for the men there's a degree above. There the men start flexing their muscles because he's sultan, because he's khan. I'm the king. No, it doesn't mean that. Yes, you are the leader. Allah has made men the designated leader, like every institution in society has a leader. The corporate has the CEO. The Navy has the Admiral. The Army has the General. The Catholic Church has the Pope. We are still waiting for our Khalifa. Inshallah, he's coming soon. And the Khilafah, which is going to be where? في أقر داريها في بيت المقدس قريبا إن شاء الله قريبا. And the masjid has the imam. And the most important institution around which the entire society revolves, the family, also has a leader. And that is the man. Allah make us men, rijal. Not just dhukur, not males. Allah make us men. That's one daraja above male. It's not just about biology. It is about responsibility. وَالْرِجَالِ عَلَيْهِنَّ daraja. Look in the tafsir. Just about all the mufassirin agree, A, fil mas'uliyah, that men have a degree above women in one thing and one thing alone, they are more responsible. The weight that they bear is heavier. That which they are responsible for on the dunya and which they are going to be held accountable for in the courtroom of Allah on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And women shouldn't envy that. Just like we shouldn't envy the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted women, their attributes, in order that they can fulfill their role and office. And likewise, women should not envy men for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted them of attributes, in order that they might fulfill their office and their role of leadership in the community. This is the example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses, but there are many examples. This is not the only type of hasad. This is not the only type of hasad. In actual fact, when we look at the enmity that arises in the society, or that is created in the society, it is mostly over material possessions. It's mostly over material possessions. Material possessions, as well as status, job positions, as well as perhaps even academic growth, etc., etc. Anything that a person sees as something that somebody else has that they don't have. And then what do? Out of hasad, and this is the meaning of hasad. This is the meaning, the intrinsic essence of hasad. What does it mean? تمني زوال النعمة من المحسود. It is to literally desire a favor that Allah has granted somebody else, to desire that favor away from that person. And number one, towards yourself, because you don't have it and you want it. Or just away from that person, because you don't want them to have what you don't have. That's the worst kind of hasad. And both of these are considered by the ulama to be kabiratun min al-kabair, to be a cardinal sin. To be a cardinal sin. So if there's one thing going into the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, coming out of the 15th night of Sha'ban, being forgiven, if there's one thing that we need to eradicate from our hearts, is this disease of hasad, of envy. I'll go so far as to say this. A person can never attain success on this dunya as long as they have hasad in their hearts. Impossible. Actually, fact, I will define, okay, success of the akhirah is what? Is Jannah. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. Whoever is saved from the fire and entered into paradise, then they are successful. Says Allah. So that is the ultimate success. The success of the hereafter. But on the dunya, what is success? True success in this world is number one, to be contented with that which Allah has put out for us, and at the same time to be contented and happy for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put out for others. That is even how our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defines true wealth. He says, "Laysa al-ghina 'an kathrat al-arad, walakin al-ghina 'ghina an-nafs." True wealth is not measured by material possession, but true wealth is measured by the satisfaction of the heart. To say Alhamdulillah. To say MashaAllah. You know, we're even supposed to say that for that which we have. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Remember the people of the garden, they didn't say it. And in the morning when they went to the garden was destroyed. Because they didn't say MashaAllah, even for the favor that Allah had granted to them. Instead, they attributed it to themselves. So you have to say, MashaAllah, for that which Allah has given us, and to be contented and satisfied and pleased with it. And we have to say, MashaAllah, for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted others. وَاسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And ask Allah out of His favor. And how do we ask that? اللَّهُمَّ خِرْ لِي وَاخْتَرْ لِي. Oh Allah, choose and decide for me. If it's good for me, grant it to me. If it's bad for me, keep it away from me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has perfect knowledge of all things. And that's why we surrender the matter to Him. Ya Allah, only give me, because of Your perfect knowledge, only give me that which You know is good for me. And keep away from me all that which You know is bad for me. This attribute of hasad, and if we just look at the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this comes on a long way. You know, we have the story of Qabil and Habil. Cain was envious of Abel. Qabil and Habil. Yusuf's brothers, besides Binyamin, were envious of him. And the love that his father or their father had for him and Binyamin. The Yahud of Medina were envious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Bani Ismail as the last prophet, as the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with which Allah completed and perfected the deen of Islam, instead of choosing another prophet from Bani Israel, from Ishaq. These are all examples of hasad in the Holy Quran. So it has been coming on since the dawn of mankind. In fact, even before Qabil and Habil, we had the hasad of Iblis over Adam himself. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the malaika, including Iblis, who was worshipping Allah in their presence, to prostrate before Adam. A prostration of greeting, a prostration of acknowledging the favor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted our father and mankind over the rest of creation. And for that reason, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Dabba ilaykum da'u man kana qablakum." Dabba, dabba yadubbu. Dabba yadubbu. That's literally what dabba yadubbu means. A poet says, "Za'amatni shaykhan wa lastu bi shaykhin. Innama shaykhu man yadubbu dabiba." He says, "They call me a sheikh, but I'm not really a sheikh. A sheikh is an old man who walks with a stick. Dub, dabba yadubbu."
So he says, Dabba Yadubbu. He says, Dabba. He says that the previous or Da'u man kana qablakum. Dabba ilaykum da'u man kana qablakum. He said that this sickness has followed you from all the previous generations. Since the time of our father Adam. Since the hasad of Iblis. And the hasad of Qabil and Habil. And the hasad of the brothers of Yusuf and Binyamin. And the hasad of Bani Qaynuqa and Bani Quraidha and Bani Nadir. For our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It has followed you from that time until the time of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it continues up till this day. Dabba ilaykum da'u man kana qablakum. Al-hasad wal-baghda. What sickness? Envy and enmity. Why first envy? Because envy is one of the greatest causes of enmity. Al-hasad wal-baghda. Ala innaha hiya al-haliqa. Indeed, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the destroyer. In fact, he used the word shaver. It's the shaver. La aqulu tahliq al-sha'ar. I'm not saying that with it you will be shaving your hair. Walakin tahliq al-deen. But you'll be shaving, meaning with envy, you'll be destroying your religion. Envy, and then what follows it? Enmity. Envy and enmity. With it, you will destroy your own religion. You will destroy your deen. So we have to rid ourselves of the sickness. If it plagues our heart. If it plagues our heart. It's like a fire. Envy is like a fire. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Al-hasadu ya'kul al-hasanat. كَمَا تَأْكُرْ نَارَ الْحَطَبِ. Envy eats away at a person's good deeds like the fire eats away at the firewood. Now, I mean, what are we all aiming for in Ramadan? Deeds! As many as we possibly can. And not just kamiyya, but kayfiyya. Not just in terms of quantity, but also in terms of quality. مُخْلِسِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Sincerely for the sake of Allah. Fasting every day, taraweeh every night, as much sadaqah as we can. Some people pay their zakah in Ramadan, etc., etc. Now imagine, we get to Ramadan, and our hearts are burning with hasad for one another. Then it's like trying to fill a bucket with holes in it. See why? Is it a 3 or a 5? It's either 3093GF. LY, sorry, LY, not CY, LY. I can't read this. Blocking driveway. Somebody's blocking a driveway. GP, it says at the end. That doesn't not a bad reflection on people from Johannesburg, but this car just happens to be from GP. Gauteng, GP. Yeah. Please move your car. Your car is blocking somebody's driveway. Shukran. What did we say? Hasad is like a fire. It eats away at a person's good deeds like the fire eats away at the firewood. So the guy gets into Ramadan and it's everyday fasting, mashallah, it's taraweeh, it's sadaqat. Doing so much good, going to visit the sick and the elderly. But his heart is burning with hasad. Seeing all these people with all these favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, and he desires those favors away from those people. You know what the poet says? The poet says, "Isbir ala kaid al-hasud, fa inna sabrak qatilu. Fan-nar ta'kulu ba'daha in lam tajid ma ta'kulu." He says, "Persevere in the envy of the envier, because their envy will eat them up. Their envy will destroy them. Envy is more dangerous for the envier than it is for the envied. As long as the envied person is reciting, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقٍ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبٍ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَاثَاتِ فِي الْأُقَدِ وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ. We just have to read our quls, read Ayatul Kursi, seek the protection of Allah, and you don't have to look over your shoulder. You don't have to worry who's envying you, who's not envying you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guarantees that He will protect us. بِإِذْنِي تَعَالَى الْوَاحَدُ الْأَحَدُ. But the one who is really harmed by envy is the envy of themselves. Isbir, he says. Persevere in the envy of the envier, because the envy will eat them up. He says, like a fire. Isbir ala kaid al-hasud fa inna sabraka qatilu fan-naru ta'kulu ba'daha in lam tajid ma ta'kulu. Because what happens to a fire when it doesn't have any more fuel? It eats itself. And that's exactly what happens to the envier. Another poet, he says, ya hasidan li ala ni'mati atadri ala man asat al-adab asat ala Allah fi hukmihi لأنك لم ترضى لي ما وهب فأخزاك ربي بأن زادني وسد عليك وجوه الطلب. He says, O ye who is envious of a favor that Allah has granted me, do you know with whom you are being rude? You are being rude with Allah. Why? Because that favor that I have with me, I only got from Allah. And then he says, فَأَخْزَاكَ رَبِّي بِأَنْ زَادَنِي. So Allah has now humiliated you by granting me and increasing me. وَسَدَّ عَلَيْكَ وُجُّهَ الطَّلَبِ. And Allah has closed all the doors of favor in your face. This is what happens to the envier when they envy. And the envier, as described by our beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the envier is an enemy of Allah's favors. Imagine that. Being an enemy of the favors of Allah. In fact, this hadith is a qawl of Sidda Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, the great Sahabi. He says, لَا تُعَادُ نِعْمَ اللَّهِ. Don't be enemies of the favors of Allah. قِيلَ وَمَنْ يُعَادِي نِعْمَ اللَّهِ. It was said to him, who is an enemy of the favors of Allah? He said, الَّذِينَ يَحْسَدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. The enemy of the favors of Allah is the person that is envious of that which Allah has granted people out of His favor. Oh Allah, don't make us of the enemies of your favors, Ya Allah. And as our beloved Prophet ﷺ witnessed on the night of Mi'raj, what did he witness? He witnessed people with nails of copper literally tearing at the flesh of their faces. This is narrated by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu marfu'an. Lamma urija bi marartu bi qawmin lahum adfarun min nuhas yaghmishuna wujuhahum wa sudurahum faqultu man haula ya Jibril? Qala haula alladhina ya'kuluna luhum an-nas wa yaqa'una fi aradim. Afwan. This hadith has to do with ghiba, not with hasad. This hadith has to do with backbiting and not with. In actual fact, that's the next thing. Hasad, enmity, backbiting. It's all on the same path. It's all on the same path. Inshallah, we can speak about ghibah at another time, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. I will end with the story of the man that came out after he'd taken wudu. And in fact, the Prophet said, يَطَّلِعُ عَلَيْكُمْ الْآنَ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. There's going to appear a man from the people of Jannah. And this man appeared. He'd just taken wudu. And the Sahaba looked at this man. And the next day, the same thing happened. The Prophet said, there's going to appear a man who is of the people of Jannah. And the same man appeared. And the third day, the Prophet said again, there's going to appear a man from the people of Jannah. And the same man appeared. So Sidna Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, he followed the man and he made up a story. He said, look, my dad threw me out. We had an argument. He threw me out. I need a place to stay. So the man gave him a place to stay for 3 days. He stayed with him and he wanted to observe. What makes this man so special? That the Prophet 3 days in a row said, this is a man of the people of Jannah. And he noticed the man didn't like, he wasn't like standing up for tahajjud or, you know, reading performing 100 raka'ah or doing anything great, you know, in his eyes, from his perspective. So after 3 days, he came and he said, look, you know, forgive me, but I made up a story about my father throwing me out. I just wanted to see what is so special about you. Or special about what you do. That the Prophet ﷺ 3 days in a row would say that you are a person of the people of Jannah. So you know what he answered? He was from the Ansar. فَقَالَ الْأَنْصَارِ مَا هُوَ إِلَّا مَا رَأَيْتِ. It's nothing except what you have seen. إِلَّا أَنِّي لَأَجِدُ فِي نَفْسِي لِأَحَدٍ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ غِشًّا وَلَا حَسَدًا عَلَى خَيْرٍ أَعْتَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّا. He said, it's nothing except what you have seen. Except for the fact that in my heart, I have no deception or no will to deceive, no desire to deceive, or to envy any Muslim for that which Allah has granted them out of his favor. So Sayyidina Abdullah, he said, قَالَ هَذِهِ الَّتِي بَلَغَتْ بِكَ. This is what has raised you to that station. This is what has raised you to that station. وَهِيَ الَّتِي لَا نُطِيقُ. And it is that which we cannot bear. But of course, we can all, inshallah ta'ala, we can all, with a bit of effort, but he's saying it's not something that we just take for granted. No, we have to make effort. We have to make effort to keep at bay all those fires of hasad that seek to enter our hearts. And quite simply, or let's even use, as I've done before, let's use the fire extinguisher. If hasad be a fire, as soon as that fire ignites in our hearts, you see something, maybe a nice, I know for the men, maybe a nice car, you know, or the ladies, a nice house or a nice kitchen, I don't know. The moment we see it and that fire is ignited, what are we supposed to say? MashaAllah, it's like a fire extinguisher, like the first squirt. Shh, it puts out the flames. MashaAllah, this is what Allah wants for you. How can I not be pleased for you? Allah gave it to you. Am I an enemy of the favors of Allah? Now the fire is out, the flame is out, but there's still smoke. So what do you do? Second squirt. Tabarakallah. May Allah bless you in what He's given you. So this is what Allah wants for you, number one. How can I be upset or envious of it? Number two, may Allah bless you in it. Now the fire is gone, the smoke is gone, but there's still some heat, you know, coming off. A little bit of hasad remains, a little bit of heat. So you use the third one to kill it completely. Zadakallah, may Allah even give you more. May Allah even give you more. And add to it, wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. And there's no power or might except that which cometh from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Guaranteed, with that extinguisher, just with those few words, we can extinguish all of that hasad that ever tries to penetrate and plague our hearts and cause dissension and disunity and the weakness of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. And remember, all types of hasad are haram and considered to be a kabira, except one type. It's called ghibta. Ghibta. You see, maybe mashallah, a man has got 5 children, all 5 of them are hafid al-Qur'an and not one of your children are hafid al-Qur'an. And he has potential for envy. So what do you say? MashaAllah, tabarakallah, zadakallah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then you lift up your hands and say, oh Allah, as you have blessed my brother, as you have blessed my sister with 5 children that are hafid al-Qur'an, oh Allah, bless me and my wife that our children can also be hafid al-Qur'an. That's called ghibta. You're happy for that favor. You ask Allah to bless that person in their favor, to increase them in that favor. Oh Allah, grant us the like of that favor. Ameen. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad al-Nabi al-Ummi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.